I know everything, Bob!
What?
I know everything.
What did he say? He says he knows everything.
Who knows everything?
Larry, he knows everything.
What year was the War of 1812?
I know that.
Who invented the zipper?
I know that, too.
What's the tallest mountain?
Know it.
In Africa?
Know it.
Larry, how do you know all this? Have you been watching public television?
Nope. I've got this.
Is that a new phone?
Not just any phone, Bob. It's a smartphone. And it's connected to a place with all the knowledge in the world.
The library? My Uncle Lou?
Nope. The Internet. Have you heard of it?
Yes, Larry, I've heard of the Internet. And there is a lot of information on the Internet.
With my new phone and the Internet, my life is gonna be perfect. No more problems for me. I have knowledge.
Yeah, so that phone can tell you why the sky is blue?
Sure can. Blue light scatters and there's tiny, tiny molecules and stuff. Really?
Larry, there is nothing wrong with knowledge. It is very good.
Right, but there's something else that might be even better.
Better than knowledge? What could be better than knowledge?
It's great to know things. That's knowledge. But wisdom is even better. Wisdom is choosing what is true, right, and good for our lives. Wise choices honor God.
I think we have a letter about this. Where was it? Oh, here it is. Dear Bob and Larry, I am really good at learning things. I can read a book and remember almost everything. My dad says having knowledge is great, but something else is even more important. He says I need to have wisdom. What is wisdom? Your friend, Stacy.
We need to do a show about wisdom. Which is what?
It has something to do with your teeth.
Wisdom teeth, right. So the only thing better than knowledge is teeth. I'm pretty sure that's not it.
Guys, if this is our show tonight, we need an answer before Mr. Nezzer comes out and says...
10 seconds to curtain, everybody. I know you have something good, Bob.
You've gotta be kidding me. Well, cue the theme song.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother. If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the Veggie Tale Show.
Live on stage.
It's the Veggie Tale Show.
For every age.
It's the Veggie Tale Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie, 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 Veggie Tale. It's the Veggie Tale.
Okay, what's the difference between knowledge and wisdom? And how could wisdom be even better?
Is that what the show is about today?
Dr. Flurry, what are you doing here?
Oh! My plant food! Is it ready?
Yeah! I have been working on a superior plant food for Madame Blueberry's pelargoniums.
My prize pelargoniums!
Yeah! This new version will give your plants strong, healthy stems.
And the leaves?
Broad and shiny green.
And the blooms?
Like fireworks. They will take your breath away.
Oh, fantastic. I cannot thank you enough.
It was nothing, really. It is for the plants.
We kind of have a show to do.
Ah, right. Knowledge and wisdom. Is it better to be smart or to be wise? And what is the difference?
Smart is in your head, but wise is in your teeth.
No. That is not right. To be smart is to have knowledge, to know about things. To be wise is to know how to make good choices in life.
Wisdom is choices? In my teeth?
No, perhaps there is a better way. Jimmy and Jerry, remember the TV show we made?
Oh, yeah. That didn't go very well.
Ouchie.
Yeah, but it might be a good way to explain the difference between knowledge and wisdom.
Can we see it?
We can! Pull down the movie screen! We will show it to everyone!
Hello? Hello, this is Dr. Flurry, and welcome to my new show, Animals You've Never Heard Of. Let's meet my two assistants, Herr Jimmy and Herr Jerry.
Hi.
Hello.
What are we doing?
Jimmy and Jerry will be identifying creatures you've never heard of.
We don't know a lot about strange animals.
Not knowledgeable.
It is okay. You'll find on the table in front of you a sheet with everything you need to know.
Oh, all the knowledge we need.
All right, it's time to begin. Reveal the first animal. What is that animal?
Okay, let's see. Blue, yep. Furry, yep. Adorable, double yep. It's a spotted glooper. It says they eat tree fruit, nuts, and gourds. Gourds? No way! I wanna snuggle you!
Too cute.
I'm not sure that's a good...
Here, little glooper!
Need hug.
Oh, he likes you! Alright, what's next? Sorta orange, zebra stripes, cuter than a baby penguin. Yep, it's a striped witwiggle.
It's got me.
It says this adorable ball of fluff eats grapes and do not touch in big letters. You wanna come out and play?
I really wouldn't do that if...
Wait.
Oh, you got another friend! Bring out the next one! Oh, this is fantastic! It's bright red with sharp fangs and poisonous spit! I got it! An Egyptian death walrus! Most dangerous creature known to veggies! Oh, you probably just need a hug.
Help eating me.
I'm gonna hug that danger right out of you.
No!
This was Animals You've Never Heard Of. And I might need to rethink things before we do it again.
Yeah, that could have gone better.
They tried to eat me.
It wasn't Jimmy's fault. I thought all he needed was facts, knowledge. But having the knowledge wasn't enough. He also needed the wisdom to make good choices.
Sorry, Jerry.
It's okay, Jimmy.
Knowledge is good, but wisdom is even better.
I'm looking for wisdom on my phone, but I'm not seeing anything. If wisdom isn't on the internet, where do we get it?
There's a whole book in the Bible filled with wisdom. The Book of Proverbs.
Oh, yeah. That has lots of advice for how to make good choices in life.
But we tell stories. Are there any Bible stories about wisdom?
You know, I think I've got just what we need.
You do?
Larry, I need you and Jimmy and Jerry.
Well, anything trying to eat me?
No, nothing will try to eat you.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We're going to tell the story of Abigail and Nabal.
Who and who?
Just grab your costumes and get on stage.
Ahem. And now, the story of Abigail's Nabal. We're doing a story about a belly button?
Abigail and Nabal.
Oh, Abigail and Nabal. That makes more sense. Way back in Bible times, there lived a man named Nabal.
That's me!
Nabal was very smart. He knew a lot about raising goats and sheep and growing crops.
It's true. Every last bit.
Nabal was smart, but he wasn't very wise.
Who cares about wisdom? I know everything. I'm smart, rich, and I have so many sheep that I can't count them all without falling asleep.
We'll see about that later. Nabal had a wife named Abigail.
Hi, I'm Abigail.
Abigail was very wise. Which isn't nearly as important as being smart. We'll see about that later. Come, Abigail, let me show you all my sheep.
Yeah, I've seen them, but okay.
Living near them in the wilderness was none other than David.
Oh, I'm David. Now?
You're David.
Little David from David and Goliath? Or Big David, the king of all Israel?
Somewhere in between. You've run away from King Saul, who still wants to kill you. But it's been a while, and you've grown bigger and stronger and tough.
Oh, yeah, tough. I like it.
David was traveling with a bunch of strong, tough friends. The Bible calls them his mighty men. They protected Nabal's farm from thieves.
Those sheep belong to Nabal. I kindly ask you to return them or face our wrath.
You and what army?
Mighty men!
What are you little peas gonna do to us?
I beg your pardon. We are small, but we are mighty.
Do not cross us or we will bite your ankles.
My tootsies.
One day, David sent his men to pay Nabal a visit.
Hello, Monsieur Nabal.
Hello, peas.
We are the mighty men of David. We have been neighbors for quite a while now and have protected your sheep and crops from all types of unsavory characters.
We? Why, yesterday we risked our safety standing up to thieves to save your sheep.
I suppose you want me to thank you?
As a sign of friendship, David is wondering if you would give us food for a festival.
Give you food?
Oui.
Oui.
As a sign of friendship?
Oui.
I think we have a misunderstanding. Do you think I have so much because I give it all away? Do you think I got so rich by being nice every day? I have sheep and I have goats, tons of wheat and piles of oats, and not because of friendship in my heart. I am who I am because I'm smart. Don't you wish that you were smart like me? You'd be rich if you were smart like me. Go back to little David and let me be, and try a little harder to be smart like me. You really will go farther when you're smart like me.
So you will not give us any food?
Of course not. Now leave me alone.
We will be back.
And I won't give you anything then either. Nabal had no idea how much trouble he was in, but one of his shepherds was pretty sure he knew, so he went to talk to Abigail.
Mrs. Abigail?
Yes? Oh, you are one of my husband's shepherds. What was your name again?
Greg.
Yes, Greg. How can I help you, Greg?
Well, our new neighbors, David and his mighty men, they've been good to us. They've protected us.
I have heard.
Some of them came to your husband asking for food for a festival.
And he said...
He said no.
Oh, dear.
But not just that. He insulted them. He treated them rudely.
Oh, dear.
I fear when David finds out, these are tough men. Not very tall, but tough. There's no military strategy that can defeat the mighty men's ferocious ankle-biting. Songs have been written of their courage. Their invincibility is known throughout the land.
If my husband insulted David and his men, we are in great danger.
Your husband, he is smart, but he is not so wise.
Yes, he can be foolish.
Should we talk to him?
Those mighty men may not be big in size.
You're right about that.
But insulting them just isn't very wise.
But that is really true.
We can't be impolite.
Or we'll get the ankle bite.
We shouldn't pick a fight.
Beware the ankle bites.
We mustn't be rude.
These are ankle biting dudes.
My husband knows a lot of things they teach in books, but there is something better I'm afraid he overlooks. And now that we are facing a calamity, we need to act with wisdom, and it starts with me. It's time to act with wisdom, and it starts with me.
I have an idea. Greg, I need your help.
Okay.
What was her idea? Can wisdom really save the day? And what will David do when he hears about Nabal? It wouldn't take long to find out.
We protected his flock. We respected his things. But when in the shock, shocking at the news that he brings, all we wanted was a little food. This Nabal is a really foolish dude.
Oh, you know that's right.
He also called you Little David.
That's it. Mighty men, strap on your swords for battle.
We do not have any swords.
Then it's time to bite some ankles.
Ooh, ankles! Bite the ankles!
Nabal was in big trouble, and only Abigail could do something about it. But what was her plan? And why did it smell like pepperoni?
You said they asked for food, right?
That's right. They were hungry.
Well, let's hope they're still hungry.
And if they aren't? Maybe we should leave the food here and hide.
No, I need to talk to David.
Oh, David! You're in trouble!
Smells like pizza.
It is pizza, sir.
And who are you?
I am Abigail, wife of Nabal.
Nabal insulted my men, and he insulted me. He is in big trouble.
My husband is a foolish man. He is smart, but he is not wise. But do not trouble yourself with a man so foolish. Look, I have brought you food.
Pizza?
Yes.
Pepperoni?
And sausage. And a little Hawaiian.
Mighty men, this is a wise woman.
She is wise.
We will leave Nabal alone. But he does not deserve as wise a wife as you.
This is a true thing.
Mighty men, pizza party!
Pizza party! Pizza!
Wise Abigail saved Nabal and her whole family. She went back to tell Nabal what had happened and found him, as usual, acting foolish.
Oh, Abigail, you should have seen it. These peas wanted me to give them food. I said, absolutely not. If you're not smart like me, that's not my fault. I sent them running home scared, and we'll never hear from them again.
Oh, foolish Nabal, those were David's mighty men.
His mighty what?
Fierce warriors who have won many battles.
Warriors?
Today they returned to make you pay for your foolishness.
They did?
But I stopped them and saved us all.
You did?
And at that moment, Nabal's heart got tired of living with such a foolish guy and stopped cold.
My heart!
Nabal died of his foolishness. When David heard the news, he came back to see Abigail.
What will you do now?
I'm so busy. I have to plant wheat, shear the sheep, and fix the barn's aluminum siding.
Oh, well, you know, I'm going to be the king someday, and it would be an honor to have a queen as wise as you.
But I have to hire farmhands, buy a new plow.
What if I fix the barn's aluminum siding?
Deal.
And the future king of Israel found a wife wise enough to be his queen.
Smart is good.
Because knowledge is so cool.
Smart is good.
All the stuff you learn in college
will help you a lot. So the knowledge you've got,
you should never throw away. But right now we're gonna say,
it's good to be smart, but it's great to be wise.
you wonder where to start, just open up your eyes. Wisdom comes from God, so it isn't very odd that the Bible can give great advice on how to live. You'll make choices in life that bring joy and not strife, because it's good to be smart, but it's great to be wise.
So, Larry, you can learn a lot from the internet.
I can learn about bugs and dinosaurs and cooking and automotive repair and...
Right. But to make good choices in life, we need more than information. We need wisdom.
And wisdom comes from God.
Do we have a verse about wisdom?
Oh, I can't believe I forgot again.
Do not worry, Tomato.
It's our verse angel. Oh, thank you, verse angel. You knew just what to do.
I am very wise, no?
Thank you, Jean-Claude. Verse angel. Let's see. Proverbs 16:16. How much better to get wisdom than gold? It is better to choose understanding than silver. Nabal had knowledge, and that made him wealthy.
But it didn't make him wise. So, Stacy, look to books for knowledge, but look to God for wisdom, and life will go much better.
And remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Bye-bye.